Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Question, John 18:35, what hast thou done? I will answer that question. I have found faith on the earth. Luke 18:8 speaks to that. I will turn to it. That is Luke 18:8. In that statement, we find these words. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I get from that statement a commandment to me, for me to perform. The commandment coming to me from Luke 18:8 says, find faith on the earth. That is exactly what I have done. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have found faith on the earth. Now, there is a similar statement like that. I will turn to it. Proverbs. Proverbs 2. The statement says, that's Proverbs 2:5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Find, the word find. I get a commandment from that statement saying to me, find the knowledge of God. That's exactly what I have done. I have been teaching on this Law Master's broadcast the knowledge concerning God. So, I have fulfilled the commandment coming from Proverbs 2:5, which says, find the knowledge of God. And I have fulfilled the commandment coming from Luke 18:8, which says, find faith on the earth. I have done that which I have been requested to do. Okay, find faith on the earth, then let's move to Luke 1:1. I've presented this statement before, Luke 1:1. It says, set in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. That's a statement to me, another statement to me. And I've been speaking on that here in the last several broadcasts. Set forth a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, the Gentiles. I have done that. Hebrews 11:1 says this. Says this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. A clarification of Hebrews 11:1 is this. Now, faith is the evidential substance of the things which God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has provided for the Gentiles and the people. In those things, in doing, finding, presenting, preparing, and presenting those things to the Gentiles and the people, I have set forth the things most surely believed among the us in Luke 1:1. 1 Peter 1:9. First Peter 1:9 says this, receiving the end of your faith. Now, what is the, what are you to do, you, the people, Gentiles included, what are you to do in response to my setting forth those things which are most surely believed among the us in Luke 1, verse 1. Well, 1 Peter 1:9 speaks to that. It says, receiving. Receiving what? Receiving the end of your faith. End. What is the end means here? What is desired or hoped for? What is hoped for? We get that from the statement, find faith on the earth. Faith is hoped for by the us in Luke 1:1. And of course, the things hoped for are the evidential substances of the things God has prepared and presented to the Gentiles and the people. Your duty is to receive the evidential substances of the things God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has provided for you and the us, which is in Luke 1:1. Receiving the end, having the designation of your faith, receiving your faith. That's your duty. God has prepared it and presented it to you. Your duty is to receive it. Receive the evidential substances of the things God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has provided for the Gentiles and the people. So the Gentiles and the people are to receive the things which God Himself has provided for them by request. By request of the us in Luke 1, 1. Hebrews 11, 40. The statement there says, God having provided some better thing. What is the better thing which God, and there is only one, and that is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. What is the thing there in Hebrews 11:40 that God has provided? I'll say it again. The thing there which God has provided are the evidential substances of the things I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have provided and presented to the Gentiles and the people. I have provided what the Bible calls a better thing. Now, in my providing and presenting the better things, or the better thing, if you want to lump them together as a group, to the people and the Gentiles, what have I done? And that's the question that I set forth at the beginning of the broadcast, John 18:35, to me, the question to me, what have you done? Here's what I have done. I've said it. Now let's get it from the word itself, from the Bible itself. Psalm 78:29. That statement says this. It answers the question of what have I, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, done. It says this, the last statement in the verse. He gave them their own desire. The things hoped for. Back to Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I gave a clarification for that, which says, now faith is the evidential substance of the things which God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has provided for the Gentiles and the people. He gave them their own desire, Psalm 78:29. I have given to the Gentiles that which they themselves asked of God. That's what I have done. Mark the statement there in Psalm 78:29, just this part. He gave them their request, their own desire. He gave them their own desire. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gave them the us in Luke 1:1, their own desire. Mark that is fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, it's said again or stated again in another place, that is Psalm 106:15. Psalm 106:15 says this. He gave them their request. I have given to the us, the Gentiles, and now the Gentiles and all the other people, I have given to them that which they, the Gentiles, are requested. He gave them their request, that which they requested. They requested that God find faith on earth. I found faith on the earth, and I have presented it to them, the Gentiles, and all other people as well. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. I, the Lord God, have given to the Gentiles that which they requested of me. I have given to the Gentiles their own desire. Marvelous. The works of God, the Bible says, are great. The works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are marvelous. They are great, as says the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. And now, with that having been done, God having provided and given to the Gentiles and the other people as well, that which the Gentiles themselves requested of him, we turn now to Hebrews 10:38. Hebrews 10:38 says this: Now the just, now, when, now, right now, at this time, at this present time, now the just shall live by faith. Yes, that's exactly what it says. Now the just shall live by faith. The Gentiles and the people have been given the faith which the Gentiles specifically asked God for. Now, it is their, the Gentiles and all others as well, it is their duty to what? Walk by those things. Walk in accordance with those things God has presented. To clarify that statement, it is the Gentiles and the other people's duty to walk in accordance with the law. Because all the things that I have presented are a part of the law. All those things together make up, constitute the whole law. Now, so the Gentiles and the people shall walk in accordance with the law called Moses, a.k.a. the people's law. I have presented the law of Moses, a.k.a. the people's law, to the people. First Corinthians 5:7, that's very important. Now, the just, all the people are to do that thing. All the people are to walk in accordance with the law of Moses, a.k.a. the people's law, the law which I have presented to them. 1 Corinthians 5:7, to this end, First Corinthians 5:7 says this: Let's see here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians and see if it's in 2 Corinthians. It is 2 Corinthians. I will make that correction. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says these words: We walk by faith. We walk in accordance with the faith which God has presented, which faith was asked for by the Gentiles, which faith was asked for in Luke 18:8 and Luke 1:1. We walk by faith. That is an end. What is hoped for our desire. Now listen, and when the Gentiles walk by faith, when the people walk in accordance with the law of Moses, a.k.a. the people's law, God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. That is the ultimate end of Scripture. The Lord reigns. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. I'll say that again. When the Gentiles walk by faith, when they walk in accordance with the things God has presented, when they walk in accordance with the law which God has presented to them, the people's law, also called Moses' law, then and the other people as well, then the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. That is the ultimate goal of Scripture. That is the ultimate goal of the law, that God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Reigns over who? Reigns over the Gentiles, the nations of the Gentiles, and the people. The people in all the nations belonging to the Gentiles, all Gentile nations. We get that, all right? Conclusion. I now say God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has given the evidential substances by request. I stated that earlier. I just jumped to it. But anyway, that's the conclusion here. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has given the evidential substances by request. It is the duty of the Gentiles and the people to walk in accordance with the law of Moses, a.k.a. the people's law, which I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have presented to them. Now, it is only right that the Gentiles obey the law of Moses, the people's law. It is only right that the Gentiles make good their promises to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Yes, the Gentiles in the AZB, I've presented the promises, in the AZB, the Gentiles make promises to God. Okay? It's a matter of justice. Now shall the Gentiles make good their promises to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And when the Gentiles make good their promises to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns over the Gentiles, which is the ultimate goal of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 15, 25, 1 Corinthians 15, 25 says this about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He must reign. God has been called to reign over the Gentiles. The Gentiles called God and asked that he come and reign over them. They asked the Lord God to come and be their ruler. I have read that. Let me read that. Let me pull it up here. Here it is. I will read the Gentiles' official call and promises for God, the call with the promises. To the unknown God, this is the call. This is what they sent out to God and for God, meant to be received by God. This is it. To the unknown God, hear us, O Lord. We are thine. Come thou and reign over us. Be thou on the earth. I am on the earth. Show thyself a man. I am a man. Who art thou? What is thy name? That when thy sins come to pass, we may do thee honor. We shall do thee honor. Where dwellest thou? And of what people art thou? Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. They that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have a dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. You shall be blameless, Lord God. Provide honest things in the sight of all men. I have done that. The evidential substances of the things I have provided are honest things. That is clear. They go on speaking to God in the call for God, saying, seek and search out all things. I have done that, and I have presented all things to the Gentiles and the people. They'd say, set in order the things that are wanting. I have done that. set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Thou shalt do sign. The sign are all things which I, the Lord God, Tommy of Heart, have done. They go on in their call, meant to be received by God, saying, show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. I have done that. Their way is evident in the law of Moses, a.k.a. the people's law. Keep not thy silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still. That's why I'm speaking out. That's why I'm speaking out. Deliver us from evil, they go on in the call. From the Christian minister, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Establish our works. That's what I've done. The evidential substances of the things which I have provided is the establishment of their works, which they asked for here in the call for God. They go on saying, and let thy work appear to thy servants. Who are the servants of God? Servants of God are the self-declared Gentiles. They have declared themselves to be the servants of God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. And my work appears to the Gentiles. My work is visible. Visible here on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters Broadcast. The episodes are there in the archives of Lawmaster. So there in the episodes of Lawmaster, my work appears to the Gentiles as they requested. They go on in the call for God, saying, we the Gentiles will do as thou sayest. Remember all these things that they say to God. They say, they that war against thee shall perish. Thou, Lord God, shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. So my coming is by request, just as my works are by request. Isn't that something? So now it is only right, because I have done that which they, the us in Luke 1:1, have asked me to do. It is only right that they make good, they, the Gentiles, make good their promises to me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That is the call for God. Okay, now, moving on. I said all this. Let me say it again. Now, it is only right that the Gentiles obey the law of Moses, the people's law. It is only right that the Gentiles make good their promises to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It is a matter of justice. Justice. Justice demands that you give, one of the demands of justice is that you give a person his or her due. The Bible, the AVB, says, give glory to the Lord. Give the Lord his due. Who is the Lord? The Lord, the Bible's Lord, is Tommy L. Hart. Give the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, his due. It is a matter of justice. Having said those things, I now move to my outline on the page there. Commandment to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Luke 18:8, and I've done this, find faith on the earth. I've spoken on that. The Lord's statement, I have found the faith that is the evidential substance of the things that were hoped for by the Gentiles. A call for justice, Psalm 96:8. Psalm 96:8 says this: Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Give to the Lord his due. Simply put, give to the Lord his due. That's what the law of Moses, the people's law, which I have presented to you, is all about. The law of Moses, the people's law, is all about giving the Lord Tommy L. Hart his due. That's the law. That is the law. And that is a matter of justice. Now here is a just act which the Gentiles are obligated to fulfill or perform. Acts 4:21. Acts 4:21 says this. Watch this. All men glorified God for that which was done. Question. Let's go to the last part of the statement. What is that which was done? That which has been done is that which I read earlier. God having provided some better thing. God having provided the evidential substance of the things hoped for by the Gentiles. Now, all men glorified God for those things. That's what the statement is saying. Because that's what has been done. The things which I have presented to you, the evidential substances, are to bring glory to the Lord God who gave them to the people and the Gentiles. Who is the Lord God? Say his name with me. The Lord God is, let's say it together, Tommy L. Hart. All men and the servants of God are people, men and women, the Gentiles, they are people. All men, the word men there speaks to people. So people, period. Whether they are servant people or whether they are otherwise. All men glorified God for that which was done. That's a matter of justice, and it's a matter of law, because it is the law that says what? Give to the Lord glory. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Give to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his due. It's a matter of law. It's a matter of justice. Doing that which is right. Right. The law sets forth justice for God. That's what the law of Moses does. It spells out justice toward God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. That's a just act there which the Gentiles have the obligation of fulfilling. All men. But I can't overlook the fact that it says all men, because what? In the nations belonging to the Gentiles, all the people are under the law of Moses, a.k.a. the people's law. All the people. But it is the Gentiles, a.k.a. white people, who are the servants of God. all men glorified God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. All men glorified God for providing the evidential substances of the things asked for by the us in Luke 1:1. All men glorified God for having provided and presenting to them a better thing. Moving on. I will speak to the papacy, the throne of iniquity. That's the papacy. And the church. I will speak to the papacy, the throne of iniquity, and the church. Ephesians 5:32 says this. I'm turning. Ephesians 5:32. Last statement. I speak concerning Christ and the church. That's what I'm about to do now. Statements of concern, 1. 2 Kings 23:17. Says this, it asks a question. Questions are to be answered. It says, what title is that I see? Well, let's see. What title is that I see? Let's see. When I read the Bible, I see this. Second, in the book of John, 17:11. I see this title. I see the title, Holy Father. I'm answering the question, what title is that I see? And if you look and see, you'll see it also. And you can answer the question, what title is that you see? In John 17:11. When we look at John 17:11, we see the title, Holy Father. Next, Job 20, verses 6 through 7. Job 20, 6 through 7. In response to the question, what title is that I see? When I look at Job chapter 20, verse 6, I see the title, His Excellency. It says this, though His Excellency mount up to the heavens and His head reach to the clouds, yet He shall perish forever like His own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? We know that, we now know that the Pope Benedict has renounced the Bishop of Rome and renounced his seat. We know that. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? But back to the question, what title is that I see? I, and you also, when you look at Job 20, verse 6, we see the title, His Excellency. Next. Acts 5:17 and Acts 7:1. Acts 5:17 says this, then the high priest rose up. Let's go back to Holy Father. Who is called Holy Father? It's common knowledge. A pope is called Holy Father. Common knowledge. My dictionary says let me say it like this. Holy Father is a title of the pope. Common knowledge. Now, also, His Excellency. His Excellency. Bishops, archbishops, and all are called His Excellency. The Pope. Whoever is Pope, the Pope is the Pope is the Bishop of Rome. Right? So the Pope is a bishop. He goes by the title, he also goes by the title of His Excellency. The Pope is also a high priest. The Pope is the highest priest. Okay? The Pope is a high priest. Then the high priest rose up. When I and you look at Acts 5:17, we see the title High Priest, and we can answer the question, what title is that I see? We can say, I see the title of High Priest in Acts 5:17. Acts 7:1 now. Acts 7:1 says this, then said the high priest, when I and you look at Acts 7:1, we see the title of high priest, and we know that the Pope is one that is a high priest. So we have these terms. We have Holy Father, His Excellency, and High Priest. All titles that the Pope is called. Now, there are other high priests also, but I'm speaking now. The statement said this, I speak concerning Christ and the church. Okay, that's what I'm speaking to now. Holy Father, His Excellency, High Priest. Now, I see in these references the title. First reference, Hebrews 12:10. Hebrews 12:10, when I look at it, I see this title. It's holiness. It says this. But he for our profit that, okay, let me start with the word we here. We might be partakers of his holiness. The title is His Holiness. When I and you look at Hebrews 12:10, we both see the title of His Holiness. That's what's in my Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, the Bible which the Lord God uses. Why? Because it is the authorized one. It is the one that is authorized. It bears the name. It makes it real simple. What Bible is the authorized the authorized one? The one which is called the authorized version. Okay? But we see the title His Holiness in Hebrews 12:10. Next. Isaiah 63:15. Isaiah Isaiah 63:15. When you and I look at it, we see the title, Thy Holiness. Thy Holiness. The Pope, that's a title in reference to the Pope. Thy Holiness, and that's Isaiah 63:15, and Isaiah 63:18. In verse 18, the people of thy holiness. Who are the people of his holiness? Thy holiness, his holiness, okay? Who are the people of his holiness? The people of his holiness are the Gentiles, a.k.a. white people. And we know also, let me just throw this in, that the Gentiles are to cease using the term white people and go openly using their name Gentiles. That's one of the judgments the Gentiles are to perform. So when you and I look at Isaiah 63, verses 15 and 18, we see thy holiness. That's what we see in answer, in response to the question, what title is that I see? I see the title. When you look, you see the title. I use the Authorized Version Bible. Psalm 48, verse 1. 48, verse 1. Psalm 48, verse 1. Okay, I'm in the wrong book. Psalm 48, verse 1. I will read that. Great is the Lord. Who is the Lord? Let's say his name together after three. One, two, three. Tommy L. Hart. That should be common knowledge now. Let me read Psalm 48:1. It says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. It's a matter of justice. Praising God is a matter of justice. It is a matter of the law. It's a matter of doing that which is right. It is a matter of giving to the Lord God time your heart is due. A matter of justice. And a matter of obeying the law. Now, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Now, listen, in the mountain of his holiness. Get that? But let's stay with the question. What title is that I see that has to do with the Pope, the papacy? I see the title, and you see it also when you look at Psalm 48, verse 1. In the Authorized Version Bible, we see the title of his holiness. Jeremiah 23:9 says this. The last phrase in the verse, Jeremiah 23:9 says this. Because of the words of his holiness. Let's back up a few more words. To because of the Lord. Because of the Lord. And because of the words of his holiness. is mentioned in the same verse that His Holiness is mentioned. His Holiness is the Pope, right? The papacy, the Pope, the person of the Pope. When I and you look at Jeremiah 23:9, we can answer the question and say, we see the title of His Holiness in Jeremiah 23:9. All in answer to the question, what title is that that I see? And here is another one. Psalm 47, verse 8. Psalm 47, verse 8 says this. God reigneth over the heathen. Listen. It goes on saying, God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness. Now, in one of the preceding statements, it said, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. And now we see, who does the Bible say sitting on the throne of His holiness? God. God reigneth over the heathen, the Gentiles. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness. Wow, how can that be? Let's turn to the statement coming from the Pope. Listen to these words. Listen. The forecast, Isaiah 6:12. I want to turn to this. Isaiah 6:12. I'm turning. Isaiah 6:12 says this. Listen. Listen. And the Lord hath removed men far away, and there'll be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. Now, before I continue, let me say this, finish up concerning the question. We have seen, I have shown in the Bible several titles of the Pope. I have answered the question that says, what title is that that I see? And we saw the titles being, well, let's go back, Holy Father. We saw the title His Excellency. We saw the title High Priest. We saw the title His Holiness, the Pope. I spoke concerning the Pope. I haven't said anything about the church yet, have I? The statement is, Isaiah 6:12, and the Lord have removed me and far away, and there'll be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. Pope Benedict renounced the throne. Pope Benedict has forsaken the position of Bishop of Rome and the patrine or patrine ministry. Listen, but we're talking about the Pope. There shall be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. Commandment to the wicked. Listen, Isaiah 55:7 says this, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the wicked forsake his way. That's what I get from Pope Benedict XVI's renouncement. the papacy says these things to all the people. Well, let's be more specific. The audience of Pope Benedict XVI, coming from the Authorized Version Bible. The basis. Lamentations 1:18, 2 Timothy 4:6, 2 Timothy 4:7, Luke 1:28, Luke 33:12, Acts 11:17, Job 19:6, Job 19:9, Job 19:10, Job 19:11, Proverbs 21:12, Lamentations 1:18, Psalm 100 verse 3, 1 Corinthians 15:34, Acts 20 verse 25, Acts 20:29 and 30, Titus 1:10-11. Jeremiah 8:10, Jeremiah 5:26-27, Acts 20, verse 32, Psalm 45:11, 2 Samuel 2:6. The audience of Pope Benedict XVI. All people, hear, I pray you, and behold my sorrow. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. The Lord is with thee. God is greater than man. What was I that I could withstand God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart? Know now that God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has overthrown me. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He has destroyed me on every side, and I am gone. He has also kindled his wrath against me, and he counts me as one of his enemies. God overthrows the wicked for their wickedness. The Lord is righteous. I have rebelled. Know ye that the Lord Tommy L. Hart, he is God. Awake to righteousness and sin not. And now behold, I know that you all shall see my face no more. I know that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and speaking perverse things. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers whose mouths must be stopped from teaching things which they ought not. From the prophet or preacher, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. And now, brethren, I commend or deliver with confidence you to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, who is able to build you up. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And now the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, show kindness and truth to you. That is the statement coming from Pope Benedict XVI. His statement coming from the Authorized Version Bible, the audience of Pope Benedict XVI. And you see also, among other things, in the statement, in the statement that he gives evidence, or he testifies against his fellow ministers, his fellow Christian ministers, whether they be Catholic or Protestant, he testifies against them and says, well, all of them deal falsely. Their houses. What are their houses called? Their houses are called church houses. You know, churches. Their houses, the churches are full of deceit. Full of deceit. Want to be deceived? Well, I won't go there. You get deceit from the Christian church. You get deceit from the Catholic church. Both are Christians, okay? All right, now. Let me say this. Oh, that's all of the outline. I finished the outline, so I don't need to rush into that. I can save it for another time. That's it. What have I done? I have spoken in this episode on God's giving to the Gentiles that which they requested, the evidential substances of the things they requested, which amounts to their faith, and the Gentiles are to receive the end of their faith, that which was devoured. They are to receive the things God has provided and presented to them, given to them. I also spoke on Christ. I spoke on the Pope. and I read the papal statement coming from the AVD. And I admonished all Gentiles and everyone to obey the law. Obey the law. Give God his due. Give God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, his due. That should not be hard to do. And you can't say you don't know God. You know him. If you've heard me, heard my works, you know God. You have knowledge of God. The Gentiles have knowledge of God. The Gentiles have received the word of God. Says the book of Acts. That is the program. Join me again Thursday evening. Well, join me again Sunday morning at 8 o'clock Eastern time, where we'll meet again and you can hear the word of very God. You can hear the word of very God. You can hear the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Thank you. Keep the law. Obey the law. Give God his due. It's a matter of justice. It's a matter of the law.